could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat. And I guarantee you, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the way to go. You're going to love them, and so will your cats. You can find them at vitacraft.us, you can find them in pet stores, or you can find them at walmart.com. Also, don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats for your dogs, a healthier life. You can enter the code PETS in the promo box to get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. We have a special guest going to be joining us live from Israel. Is Dr. Asaf Dagan, and we're going to be talking with him in just a few minutes. This is Talkin' Pets.
As much as I love for you, but you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love for you, but you may think my dog will always come through. All the pay I need comes a shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make the fame.
Asaf Dagan is the chief veterinary scientist and co-founder at PetPace. Dr. Dagan is a diplomat of the American Board of Veterinary Practitioners, specializing in canine and feline medicine. He is also certified in veterinary acupuncture by the International Veterinary Acupuncture Society. In addition, he successfully completed advanced training in diagnostic, ultrasound, laser surgery techniques, and orthopedics. Dr. Dagan graduated with honors from Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine and was admitted to Phi Zeta, the Veterinary Honor Society. He practiced small animal veterinary medicine in esteemed veterinary hospitals in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Israel, of which he's calling us from right now, live, treating a variety of health issues, diseases, surgical, and emergency trauma cases. I want to welcome onto the program right now Dr. Asaf Dagan. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hi, John. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure having being on your show.
It's great to have you on. I want to introduce you here in the studio is Jasmine and also our producer, Devin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Nice to meet you.
And then, of course, everybody all across America tuned in right now. And I just want to first, I read your bio and everything like that, so a lot of people got a gist of your experience, which is quite wide. But I do want to say, personally speaking, my heart goes out to you and everybody in Israel for what's going on over there right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you're the co-developer for PetPace, correct? And you have a new collar out that not only deals with GPS, but it deals with pet health. Can you tell us a little bit about the background of the product, when it was actually brought out, that people can purchase it? And by the way, if people want to purchase this Pet Paste collar after we're done, you can get 10% off by putting the code PPTST10 into the promo box at the petpaste.com. So, Dr. Asaf, when did this collar come out?
So, actually, we started toying with the idea 13 years ago, 2011. Technology was not as advanced at the time, but we did create the first working prototype back in 2015. We went to the market. It was very successful, and we just launched the second generation collar, which is much more advanced. As you said, it has a GPS in it, but much more importantly, it has the ability to track health and well-being of pets. So this is kind of a very short background, I guess.
So is it like AI that it uses, artificial intelligence? Is that what kind of is using the process of being able to... And I want to go down the list, basically, of what this collar does for our pets, but is that how it works, is through AI?
Absolutely. So the collar collects a huge amount of data, physiological and behavioral data, and it uses an AI technology to figure out what it means. Obviously, if we just tell the pet owner that the dog's heart rate is 65 or 66, it doesn't tell them much. But if we use AI to understand if this is unusual for this individual pet, if this represents a change in its condition, or if we compare it to other pets, does it imply that something is not right? This is where the value comes in.
I mean, I'm absolutely fascinated by this because I do like the collars that have the GPS in them. So this way, if a dog or even a cat or whatever gets out, that you have a way of tracking them. But your collar with Pet Paste is just, it goes the gamut.
It sounds like a smartwatch for a dog.
It does. It really
like
does.
Literally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So from the start, I mean, I guess it's where it came from. So there's a lot of activity and GPS trackers out there in the market, and they definitely has they have their value and they have their place. But we took a different approach from the start. The pain point that we started, when I was a veterinarian, was always frustrated by having to bring sad news to the pet parents. They would come into the office for an exam, maybe thinking that there's nothing wrong with the pet. It's just, you know, a regular standard annual exam, or they just noticed recently that maybe appetite is not as good, or he's not jumping to the car the way he used to. And then you make an examination and a full workout, and you realize that there's a serious condition going on. And it was always, it came as a shock to these people, not because they were not caring or dedicated to their pets, but because pets don't tell us when they feel bad. If anything, they have this, I guess, primordial survival instinct to hide or mask symptoms of weakness. So for us, the whole idea was, can we find a way to detect diseases early when there's still room or an option for change, for reversal, or just more options for treatment and better life, and save needless suffering and pain from these pets?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right on that. I've noticed, you know, we all know that that pets have a good way of masking what is wrong with them because of the fact that it is a survival method from, you know, predator-prey situations, you might say. I want to find out from you basically what Pet Paste, the collar, does in terms of not just GPS, but some of the other things that, you know, it performs by being on the pet. And I wanted to ask you, too, I mean, I know you have it for the dog, but are they available for cats as well, for felines?
Yeah, a great question. So actually, our feline version is coming out in January 2025, so just a few months. We already have a better version that's in the works in a few places. It's validated and it's working, but before we go to market, we need to do some final testing. So it will be ready early next year. Now, for the first part of your question, what exactly are we measuring?
Yeah, so, I want to get in. Hold on to that thought for a second because we've got to go out for a break. But we'll come back with Dr. Asaf Dagan. We're going to find out exactly, besides GPS, everything that the Pet Pace Collar does specifically for your dogs and soon to be cats. If you've got a question for Dr. Dagan, we welcome him in at 818-818-6401. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And we're speaking with Dr. Dagan live out of Israel. This is Talkin' Pets.
You don't understand how much I stand up. When you're standing next to me, I pull a stand and throw up. Nobody knows what it feels like. Nobody knows how to help me. And I'm starting to think there's something wrong with me, no.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Oh,
sits by the back door, but no one's here to play with it anymore. I still think you'll be here when I get home from work, but I walk into this empty house and my empty heart hurts. Sounds foolish to say, the only thing that gets me through is trying to live my days a little more like you. Stop and smell the roses, be grateful to be outside, be happy every morning, it's another morning you're alive. Forgive
and once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We're speaking with Dr. Asaf Dagan, and we're talking about the Pet Pace Collar. And Dr. Dagan, we were actually, before we went out to the break, we were talking about everything that the collar does besides just GPS, because it does that as well, which is great in itself. But your collar actually does a lot more, and we were going to talk about the list of things that it does. Can you let everybody know across America what it does?
Sure. So we focus on the type of data that would help us understand the health status and the well-being of the pet. So we want to measure the same thing that a veterinarian would do when you bring a dog in for an exam. So we start with the basic temperature and pulse and respiration. We also measure HRV, heart rate variability, which is a direct indication of stress. We measure activity. We measure posture. So, you know, if the dog is sitting or standing or lying on the right side or the left side, we know everything they do. We also measure calories. And as you mentioned, GPS. Now, these are just the actual metrics that we collect. On top of that, we have an AI analytic layers that provide information like a health index. We tell you the probability that your dog might be developing something. We have a pain score. It's really revolutionary. It's the first time that we can remotely identify pain in dogs. And this was published. It was a work we did with Colorado State University and North Carolina State University. This is really groundbreaking. We also have the ability to provide information about quality of sleep, level of exercise, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a very rich information that is provided by this system.
You know, I think it's absolutely fascinating because it seems like it's a huge help for veterinarians as well as for pet parents, because they can actually monitor everything about their pet. And if they see that something's way off, that gives them that reason to go in and see their veterinarian.
Correct. So the collar itself, that's a very important point. The collar itself is not diagnostic. It's not going to tell you if your dog has a disease A or B. It's going to flag that something is not right.
Right.
And it's up to you and the veterinarian together to figure out what's going on. We're not replacing the vet. We are essentially a tool in the hand of the vet together with a pet parent to identify diseases early.
So where is the validated research? I know this has been out since, I think you said 2011, but there's been a bunch of research done on it that it works extremely well, correct?
The collar was validated repeatedly. In addition to all the internal validation, it was also validated by independent study by universities and government agencies, both in the U.S. and in Europe. And repeatedly, our accuracy was over 90% across the board of all the different things that we measure. And there are many academic publications. There are dozens of studies going on all over the world using pet-based collars as part of the studies. And we are conducting, I can tell you, studies in epilepsy and diabetes and heart disease and cancer. So there's a lot of good stuff that's still going to come in the future.
So I'm curious, with this collar, it transmits the information that you're just talking about to what, your cell phone?
Yeah, so the way it works, the collar uses either Wi-Fi or cellular, so it actually has a SIM card inside. So wherever you are, the collar will transmit the data in real time to the cloud, and pet parents have a mobile application where they can get the data immediately, and if there are any cause for concern, they will get alerts. We also have a version for veterinarians and researchers in academia where they have a web application that they can use to track multiple pets concurrently.
So with this telemedicine for pets, basically, you see it as being on the rise, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It started even before COVID, but in the years of COVID, it definitely received a boost.
Okay, I got to ask you the crazy question. So a lot of people think all these things came out when people got cell phones, and it's like, oh, you're going to get cancer and everything from the cell phone. So is there any harmful electromagnetic fields that basically is going to, you know, hurt the dog or the cat?
So we passed all the safety and all the regulatory testing. The collar itself does not emit anything. All the sensors are completely passive. We actually just listening. We use acoustic sensors to listen to the heart and the respiration and all that stuff. So we're not emitting anything into the body of the pet. There is Wi-Fi and cellular, but this is just to a much lesser degree, one hundredth of what we have from our cell phones that we carry on our pocket all day long. So really nothing to be worried about.
Okay, I have a question. So essentially you could take 3 months' worth of this collar tracking your dog's health, print it out, and show it to your vet so that they could go over it and see if where something started changing within your pet's health?
Absolutely. You can actually share the information with your vet through the app. You can invite your vet to the app so they can see all the charts and all the data, and they can create reports and figure out and also compare to other pets. So based on their knowledge, they can figure out, you know, do we need to do something about it? Is it okay? Do we need to bring the pet in? They can really start the workup remotely and provide valuable information before
That's
they
awesome.
Even see the pet for the first time.
What is the warranty on these collars?
We give a 1 year full warranty and a 30-day money back guarantee if for some reason you're not satisfied.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Asaf Dagan, could you stay with us a little bit longer through this break? Because I still have a couple more questions for you.
Sure, be happy to.
Sounds good. We'll be right back with Dr. Dagan. Again, if you'd like to purchase the collar, you can get 10% off by putting in the code PPTST10 into the promo box at PetPace.com. Check it out. They've got a great website, too, PetPace.com, and it'll show you a lot of the information that we're talking about and everything, too. So we'll be right back with Dr. Asaf Dagan. This is Talkin' Pets.
Oh, where can he be?
When they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm, it's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And an elephant, and I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
But, okay, now, if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the L.A. Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes, yes.
Betty, I can't believe
it. He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. Is another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage... They go together like a horse and carriage.
Betty White, she's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. She does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls. Also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkinpets.com on the links page. TalkinPets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
That's right. You're listening to Talking Pets. And don't forget, you can check out our website at talkinpets.com. You can also listen to us on Alexa. Just tell Alexa CRN4, tune in, and you can pick up the show live. Also, you can go on to our website, talkinpets.com, and click on the live button there, and you can listen to the show as well if you don't get it on your local radio station.
It's a global positioning system. It can tell you where you are. If you carry your phone to Tahiti or Rome, Japan to Zanzibar. A receiver inside it gets these signals from satellites orbiting round. And that receiver figures out distance based on signals satellites send on down. By comparing your distance from three or more, your phone finds just what you're looking for with a cool calculation called trilateration. It gets the information.
Your location.
Yep. It's a global positioning system. For short, it's GPS. And if you're ever in doubt of your whereabouts, now you don't need to guess.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Right now, we're speaking with Dr. Asaf Dagan out of Israel, actually. We're talking about the pet pace collar And Dr. Dagan, I want to ask you, because I was looking at your website and some of the robust data collection on this caller, one of them was posture. So I know there's another device out, like a mat that you can stand on and it'll tell you your dog's posture. But this actually, your device, the Pet Pace caller, will do that?
Yeah, and you don't have to be on a special mat. It's wherever the dog goes, wherever they lie down, we can tell what they do. And the reason it is important is because dogs are creatures of habit. And we use machine learning to understand what are the specific preferences of each pet. And then we use it as a baseline to identify changes that may indicate that something is going on. So, for example, if your pet used to be lying 30% of the time on the right side and now it doesn't do that anymore, maybe there's some pain or discomfort on that side. So it's a very valuable piece of information.
Okay, great. And also I wanted to know, where can people get it? Is it just available on the website or is it available everywhere?
You can purchase it from our online shop on our website, petbase.com. We are also going to be available on Amazon pretty soon. So it's all online.
Great. And if, people can find out more information, of course, by going to petpace.com, correct?
Correct. That's our website, yes.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about the Pet Pace caller?
Just to add about your the promotion code you mentioned that provides the 10% discount, also if people purchase more than one caller, so people that have more than one pet at home, we would give an additional 5%, so a total of 15% discount.
Oh, awesome. And they could put in the code PPTST10. PPTST10 and get a discount on the caller. You know, being a pet lover and having my kids, my cats, I look forward to your cat caller coming out in January. But the thing is, too, we all love our pets. We know what it's like to go through, you know, bad times and good times, and our pets are always there for us. So it's cool to have a caller like this, the Pet Pace caller, to actually be there for the pet, by telling the temperature, the pulse, the stress level, the respiration, the calories burned, the posture, and GPS. Because I know of too many people that lose their pets, and it's great to have that on this collar as well.
Yeah, I especially think that the collar is pretty cool because somebody that has a senior dog, you know, you're nervous to leave your senior pet at home to go to work, and you can kind of monitor what's going on with them from a distance.
And also, it's got the activity score, the wellness score, the pain indicator, the sleep score. It's got a timely health alerts, the observed trends, and you can compare it to others as well. So this caller, Pet Pace caller, does a lot. So Dr. Asaf Dagan, I want to thank you so much for joining us live from Israel. That I know it's probably late where you're at, but thanks so much for joining us here live on Talkin' Pets.
Thank you for having me. It's been great, and I appreciate the time.
Anytime. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Asaf Dagan. And again, if you want to purchase the collar and get a discount on it, you can get 10% off by putting in PPTST10. And also, if you want to get more than one collar, like he said, he'll bump it up to 15%. So you can get that off the collar as well. So I highly recommend it. It's got the stamp of approval here from Talkin' Pets, considering everything that it does. So, yeah, go out and get it. And if you want to find out more than what we talked about, go to petpace.com, and there's so much information on the website that you can find out about the Pet Pace caller. I could see, like, it's a great recommendation for you because you're a trainer as well.
Yes.
So I know how heartbroken people are when they lose their pets.
Well, and it, you know, with the storms that we get, you always see right after a storm, people are looking for their dogs because they took them outside, it got spooked, and they get away. Or on 4th of July, things like that.
I know, actually, it's late for him out there. Like, we're on the East Coast, but bedtime for him.
Yeah.
Depending on what time you go to bed. I'm a late, you know, I don't go to bed early, so like,
me either.
I take after my mom and my sister.
I go to bed early, like 9, but I don't fall asleep until like 12.
It's only like 12:40 there right now, so it's not that late.
Well, that's late, though. That's 12:40 in the morning.
It's Saturday.
Again,
the bars are still open.
That may not be late for me. Oh, there you go. The party boy over here. So, well, once again, that was Dr. Asaph Dagan. That was so cool that he came on to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's a product that's been out there, but it's all been enhanced. It's got the AI in it. So, hey, if you're worried about losing your pet, that's only one thing that it does. But it tells you so much benefits out of it health-wise.
I think it's, like I said, really cool for somebody that has a senior pet and they want to monitor. Because sometimes we can't tell what's going on with them. And then if you need to leave for work, you're gone 8 hours, you could log on to your phone and see what's going on with, you know, their activity level, if they're lethargic or not that day.
Well, we are open to your calls and questions. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. I mean, I wanted to say to him, and I meant to ask him, are they coming out with a people one? Because...
Well, that's what a smartwatch is.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have one. I can't afford those things. Again, I work in radio.
Yeah, well, so a smartwatch monitors your heartbeat and everything like that.
It tells me when, like, my heart rate is up.
So it really is like the smartwatch.
Yeah, it monitors my sleep. It tells me what my sleep pattern is like, if I've been completing sleep cycles and stuff like that.
Do you pay attention to it?
Yeah.
Good.
Does it tell you what you say in the middle of the night?
No, I wish it did, because I do talk in my sleep. My daughter said for some reason I always talk about grapes when I'm sleep talking. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even...
You drink wine?
That's what I was going to say.
I do.
See, there it is.
There's the connection. So.
Their grapes were great tonight.
She's like, yeah, when I was little, I used to just go in your room and start talking to you because I knew that you would carry conversation, but you would always talk about grapes. Like, okay.
You know, it's funny that you said that because I'll be sitting here working in the office, and Summer, my one cat, always jumps up by my my scanner and everything. I just connected the fax. Nobody uses them anymore.
No.
But, you know, she lays up there on one of the window beds that I have, and it's, like, right above it. And she'll lay there, and she twitches in her sleep. She mumbles in her sleep.
Aww.
And she snores.
Oh.
So, and she snores loud.
Really?
I'll be sitting here, and it'll be like...
She's got the old lady snore.
Yeah, I'm like, geez. But I don't bother her. I just let her go. But, you know, do you believe that pets dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, yeah.
And I could tell with her because
yeah.
The tail will flip.
Yeah,
Zelda, you know, the legs
whines.
Will go.
My dog cries in her sleep, like whines, like she's excited, and her tail wags. And then the little Chihuahua rescue foster that I have, he growls in his... He's like dreaming about biting people, I think.
Nice. I don't know. It's like most of the time when a human wakes up, you don't always remember your dreams. Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
And I wonder if cats or dogs,
that
pets actually do remember.
Because then do they really know that they're dreaming?
Yeah, I know. Like, is that real? Was I really going down a ski slope at 100 miles an hour?
I used to. Did you dream that you could fly when you were younger? Because I did. Like fly like this, fly with your hands.
No, you're just
Did
strange.
You, Devin? All of my siblings said that they did, too.
We all
had dreams that we flew down my grandmother's 3 flights of stairs in her big house in Cleveland, Ohio. And, like, it was a recurring dream. And then, like, I used to dream that, like, I'd be standing in a group of people and we're all just talking. And then I'm trying to, like, wow them to show them where I could fly. And I just start going like this and I float to the top of the room, but then nobody noticed.
Yeah. If you could see my expression on Facebook Live, at Talking Pets Radio, it was just there, but she's flapping her wings, so the camera went back to her. So, hey, you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can get a discount, 10% on one caller, 15% on more, by putting in the code at petpaste.com, PPTST10. This is Talking Pets.
Oh, Jasmine, soft and pure. Your scent's the perfect cure. In your petals, I find peace, a place where worry.
Asthma continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RootsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The city of Kamloops says three pit bulls involved in a deadly attack on another dog last month tested positive for methamphetamine and cocaine, and at once the animals put down. Kamloops Community Service Manager Will Beattie says the drugs were found in the dog's systems after they hopped a fence and mauled a 13-year-old border collie to death. Beattie says an investigation involving the city, veterinarians, and animal behavior specialists found the pit bulls beyond rehabilitation. The dogs that lived on Jasper Avenue, the city's North Shore, killed the border collie and were later caught by Kamloops bylaw officials. Beattie says the city is going to provincial court to get authorization to destroy the animals, and no charges have been brought against their owner by police or SPCA. He says the drugs the dogs consumed could have played a role in the deadly mauling, but the city is still seeking to have the animals put down. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine, the dog trainer.
So it's not only like in Ohio where people are eating pets, but now we've got pit bulls doing cocaine.
And meth.
Times are tough.
And meth, yeah.
The owner should absolutely be charged. First off, yeah. I mean, how did the dogs didn't go buy the drugs on the right. corner of the street, okay?
Excuse me, I got a 50.
You don't know.
I have a bag.
I'll trade you my dog treat for some meth.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, the story is not a laughing matter.
No,
it's awful
not.
That it happened. But the owners should absolutely be charged because that is animal neglect and abuse. And I'm sorry, but if you have three dogs that are aggressive enough to kill, like, jump your fence and kill another dog, you know that those dogs have the capability of doing something like that, and you are responsible for that. That's your liability.
100% agree on that. Another thing, too, is I know that if you have a comment or a question, 818-818-6401, that's the number. But I do know one of the doctors on the show here had a dog come in, a small breed dog, and because I was there, and the dog came in and got into someone's drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dog was having seizures. It was a tiny dog.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for
THC
the dog.
THC will do that to dogs. I can't even imagine what meth and cocaine. But the fact of the matter is that although they had those drugs in their system.
But I want to make a point, though.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the vet, and I don't know if this is every vet, but I did ask her, I said, would you report those drugs to the police? And
they
she
don't.
Said, that's not my job. My job is to take care of that dog and to make sure that dog. So this is what she said. I would rather have the owner come in with that dog or the pet parent come in and say, this is what he got into. You know, rather than speculate that it might have been some, like a detergent or something like that.
Right.
This
so
way
that
she knows what she's treating for.
Right. So what I was going to say is that the fact that they still want to put the dogs down means that they didn't pass a behavior evaluation without drugs in their system. So it wasn't the drugs that made them do that. They just happened to have it in their system.
Well, I mean, there's good pit bulls and there's bad pit bulls.
Well, just like any breed.
Right.
Yeah.
100%.
A poodle can bite you more than a pit bull will, but granted, it won't do as much damage as a pit bull.
I've met aggressive border collies, golden retrievers, labs that might rip your face off.
That little chihuahua.
Yeah.
They can definitely come at you. Granted, they may only take your toe off, but I mean...
But so the main issue I feel with pit bulls is a lot of people can obtain a pit bull very cheap or for free, and some of these people are not good pet owners and they don't take proper care of their dogs.
Not only that, the lineage, the hereditary traits of the parent or the grandparents.
Well, there's a lot of
people
inbreeding.
Say that gets right. They say it gets passed down to the pups, and so even though the pups aren't being trained to be fighters, it's kind of instilled in their behavior from their parents. I've heard that quite a bit.
Yeah. So that's with any dog. So a responsible breeder, which, you know, when it comes to pit bulls, people aren't, well, now they have like the designer pit bulls, the bullies, whatever. They have paperwork. But a responsible breeder of any breed is not going to continue to breed the dog that has offspring that has been reported to have aggression issues. Because that means that it's a hereditary trait. They're supposed to stop that line right there. Same with other health issues, whether it's like heart, kidney function, anything like that, cancer, they're supposed to stop that line. So the same thing goes with aggression. But I said responsible breeders. There's some breeders that don't care, and we have...
Well, that's a good point, because, I mean, just because they have breeder behind their name... Doesn't mean, like you're saying,
anybody
that they're
can breed their dog. Right. Yeah. I've encountered people when I worked at a pet store several years ago. I encountered people that were breeding pit bulls. One guy told me that the mom and dad were blue, and I was like, "You're not supposed to breed two blues together because the blue is already a genetic defect. So health issues and stuff can come along with that, deafness, all of that." So he was like, "Oh no, all the puppies are going to be blue because the parents are twins." What do you mean they're twins? They're brother and sister. And then he was charging $500 per puppy for these inbred
dogs. So obviously
dogs.
He knew, he didn't care.
And he said, "No, no, they're pure inbred." I said, "No, that's not that's not a good thing."
That's a fancy way of saying it.
Yeah, really.
He
pure
thought-
inbred.
Did they name the dogs Bama?
I think my ears are open up at inbred.
Right.
So, hey, you know, you want to go to a responsible breeder. And people that show dogs, usually they're pretty responsible, especially Westminster dogs. So just do your homework and get recommendations from a good trainer or a vet in your area. But, hey, in this hour, we say spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. A big thank you to Dr. Asaf Dagan. For myself, John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. We flit, we float.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.